things in life are more important to master than your relationships. Success is unfulfilling unless you have someone to share it with. Indeed, the most highly sought emotion is that of connection or love. Let's consider some organizing principles that are really fundamental to the success of any relationship, especially your love relationships. The only way a relationship will last is if you see it as a place you go to give, not a place you go to take or get something. In your relationships each day, what's the most valuable thing that you give to your relationship that you feel proud about and you feel good about as a human being? So many times, relationships break up without people even knowing what really went wrong. The most important way to ensure success in any relationship is to communicate clearly up front. Make sure your partner knows what your rules are for the relationship, what's most important to you, what your expectations are, and vice versa, and then there won't be the surprises that create so much pain. Also, use transformational vocabulary to keep upsets from being blown out of proportion. For example, instead of saying, "I can't stand it when you do that," you might say, "You know, I'd really prefer it if you would do something else other than that. That sometimes feels frustrating to me." Is your love relationship one of the highest priorities in your life? If not, it'll take a backseat to all the other more urgent things that happen every day, and gradually your passion will dissipate. Don't allow familiarity to habituate you to the intense excitement and gratitude you feel for having this special person in your life. Do something today, something unique and simple, to let that person know how much you care. If you want your relationship to last, here is a law. Never, never threaten the relationship. Just making the statement, "If you do that, then I'm leaving," creates the possibility of a relationship ending. Instead, focus each day on how can you make the relationship just a bit better. Every couple I've ever known or studied that had a lasting and fulfilling relationship has made it a rule that no matter how angry or how hurt they feel, they never ever threaten to leave. One of the best things you can do each day to renew your experience of what you love about the person you're in a relationship with is to reinforce your feelings of connection and renew your feelings of intimacy and attraction by asking a simple question, asking it out loud, asking it in front of the person, and asking it of yourself. And that question is this: how did I get so lucky to have you in my life? Also, if you'll simply embark on a never-ending quest to find new ways to surprise and show your appreciation for each other, you can't believe the joy and the attraction this creates. Don't take your lover for granted. Find and create those special moments that make your relationship legendary. What's something you could do today for the special someone that you love so much? Don't just think about it. Do it. Many people make the mistake of thinking that all the problems in their lives would disappear if they just had enough money. Yet earning more money in and of itself rarely frees people. It's equally ridiculous, however, to tell yourself that greater financial freedom and the mastery of finance would not offer more opportunities to grow, to share, and to create value not only for yourself, but for others as well. After years of studying some of the most successful people in our culture, I've discovered there are really five major lessons to financial mastery. The first key is the ability to create wealth. If you can find a way to increase the value of what you do by at least 10 to 15 times, then you can easily increase your income. How do you do this? Start by asking yourself, how can I be worth more to this company? How can I help it to achieve more in less time and with less expense? In what ways could I help cut costs while increasing the profitability and the quality? What new systems could I implement? What new technology could I use to give this company a competitive edge? The second key to financial mastery is to maintain your wealth. And while this sounds very simple, most people have a great deal of difficulty with this. Most people have more month at the end of the money. The only way to do this is to spend less than you earn and learn to invest the difference so that you can begin to move in a whole new financial realm.